I could have been vice president, you know, said Bakersfield as he lay propped up on a mound of pillows in the king-sized bed, one heartbeat away from the White House. The physician, rake-thin, white-haired, shook his head and replied, Another day like this one, and you'll be one heartbeat away from your own funeral. The Secretary of Defense tried to chuckle at his old friend's dismal attitude. You've always been a sourpuss. Lon, you can't take so much stress, the doctor warned. I think you ought to retire. Bakersfield snorted at the idea. You're killing yourself. Bullshit. I'm just a little tired. It's been a long day. You can't put in days like this without hurting yourself. That old ticker of yours is going to explode if you're not more careful. Another year, said the Secretary of Defense. After next year's elections. If the president gets re-elected, I can retire with dignity. If not, I'll be asked to leave anyway. The doctor shook his head again, his face a bony mask of disapproval. The phone on the bedside table buzzed. As the Secretary of Defense reached for it, his doctor snapped, No! Bakersfield hesitated, his fingers inches from the phone. It's probably important. Only a half dozen people have access to this line. No more stress, the doctor insisted. You've had enough for today. The Secretary of Defense made a weak grin. Just one more. It could be important. He picked up the phone's receiver while the doctor gave a disgusted sigh and started for the bedroom door. The phone's minuscule screen showed a prim-looking young woman. Mr. Secretary, she said, I have the Secretary of State on the line for you. Put her on, said Bakersfield. With his free hand, he waved goodbye to the doctor, who shook his head with frustration and left the room, closing the door behind him with a bang. Lonnie, said the Secretary of State, smiling her press conference smile, celebrating our victory? Defense realized that the phone's miniature camera showed little more than his sweaty face. Should we celebrate? He asked. I suppose so, State replied. We shot down the Korean missiles. They didn't bomb San Francisco. And the president looks like a brave young hero. State's smile faltered a bit. I suppose he does. What do you hear from the DPRK government? Defense asked. A small crease furrowing her brow, State answered. Pyongyang says its troops have taken the site where the missiles were launched. Most of the rebel officers have been killed or committed suicide instead of allowing themselves to be captured. So there's nobody left to question. Probably not. The meds his doctor had given him were beginning to take effect, Bakersfield realized. He felt relaxed, no pain, almost giddy, in fact. So we won't find out why they tried to attack us, he said, feeling nearly relieved about it. Oh, I think we'll find out, sooner or later, one way or the other, said the Secretary of State. Backdoor channels, Defense thought. She puts a lot of faith in her personal contacts in China, he knew. To her blandly smiling face, he said, It was good of you to call me and bring me up to date. If she caught the sarcasm in his tone, she gave no visible inkling of it. Actually, Lonnie, the reason I called is about how we should react to the president's position. He's bound to get a big bounce out of this in the polls. Bakersfield shook his head wearily. That's for you to worry about, my dear. I'm not interested in the White House anymore. Not interested? How? The Secretary of Defense enjoyed the play of emotions flickering across the Secretary of State's face. Surprise, satisfaction, anticipation, all replaced by a hard-eyed calculation. He's gone.